Simin Pei Tesif Beis. Achol Gvina, Mutar Lechol Acharav Basar Miyad. If a person ate milchigs, he's permitted to eat it right afterwards fleishigs. Ubavad Shi'ayin Yadav, so long as he looks over his hands. Shlo Yehei Shum Dover Mehagvina Nidbuk Behem, to make sure that there's no Gvina, there's nothing milchig still stuck onto his hands. Vimhu Balaila, but if it's the evening, Shi'ayin Yachol La'ayin Oisim Hetiv, when it's dark and he can't check over his hands so well. Tzorech L'rechtzim, so then you need to wash them. V'tzorech L'kaneach Piv, and one also needs to wipe out one's mouth, U'lahadichoy, and to rinse it. V'kinuach Hushi'ilois Pas, and the way one wipes out their mouth is by chewing, and you're supposed to swallow the piece of bread. V'kaneach Boi Piv Yofe. And this will wipe out the mouth properly. You don't have to use bread, you could use any food to do this. Chutz mi kimcha, except for flour, vitamri and dates, viyarka, and vegetables, lafishahem nidbaki mechanikayim, because they stick in one's gums. Pirish mokum lamailami besa blia karvlishinayim, it gets stuck in one's throat, in one's gums. The ain mechanchim yafas, these things they don't clean out very well. Vacharkach yadiach piv bemayim, and afterwards one rinses one's mouth with water, oibiyayin, or with wine. B'medvar mamurim, when is this that you need to wash out your mouth? B'basar behema v'chaya. If one ate milchigs, now they want to eat basar behema, which is basar b'chol midoraisa, or chaya, even, which is only basar b'chol of midorabanan, still, since it is similar to behema, they were geyser that this also requires the kinuach v'hadacha and the netilas yadayim. Avalim bola echol basar oif. However, if one wants to eat Basar oy, if he wants to eat, let's say, chicken, which is only midrabanan, and it's not similar to basar b'chalav deraisa, it's not similar to beef. So, if he wants to eat that achar gvina, ain't it tzarech lekinuach v'lay netila? Then you don't need to clean out one's mouth, and one doesn't need netila. The Rama continues, v'yesh machmirim afilu b'basar achar gvina. There are those who are machmir even by basar, not that they require waiting if they want to eat basar after gvina. V'chei noigin, and that's the meaning as well, shekol shagvina kosher ein oich l'machreha afilu basar oif. K'moi b'gvina achar basar, that if you have a person eats hard cheese, gvina kosher, hard cheese, then they don't eat afterwards even not to eat basar oif, even things which only would be basar b'chol of midirabanan, such as chicken. And they treated kamay b'gvina achar basar the same as if they ate, as they treat when they want to eat milchigs after fleishigs. So too they treat eating fleishigs after milchigs if they ate hard cheese. V'chein hu b'zayir, and that's what it's brought in the zayir as well, that one should wait. V'yesh mekilin, however, there are those who are meikel on this. V'ein limchais, and one cannot speak out against them. Rak shiasu kinuach v'hadacha v'netil zidayim, provided that they do, like it said in the Mechaber, they do kinuach hadacha v'netil zidayim, miu toiv l'hachmer, however it is proper to wait. And the truth is, Nigus Maisha writes that the waiting, even for hard cheese, is just a chumrah, as is brought here in the Ramah, that it's not, even though that's the hakad minig, and like the Rama says, it's a toiv l'hachmer, it's appropriate to wait, but one can't be meicha against somebody who doesn't wait even after hard cheese. Now, what is exactly hard cheese? So that's a machlokes over here. The shach says that any cheese which is aged for 6 months is considered to be gvina kosher. Now, age 6 months doesn't mean that it sat around in the fridge for 6 months. It means that it goes through an aging process where the cheese gets better and improves. And some cheeses improve for 1 month, some for 2 weeks, some can improve and can ripen for 6 months. So it's a type of cheese. By doing so, it also becomes very hard. It becomes a gvina kasha. So those who hold that there's an issue of that the gvina is going to get stuck between your teeth, just like we had basar bein hashinayim, so Shach learns over here, it'll be the same thing, it'll be like gvina bein hashinayim, because it's kosher, it'll get stuck between your teeth, and therefore, therefore there's a chumrah to wait 6 hours, before eating fleishigs because of the cheese that's stuck between your teeth. The Taz says that even though he feels it would be appropriate to be machmer for that svara as well, he thinks that the only real time you have to be machmer is only if it's either cheese which is mitulas, which means it gets wormy, it's a certain type of heterdic, a worm that you're allowed to eat because it grows in the cheese, it wasn't perished from the cheese, and that worm has a din like basar, and therefore it has, if a person eats that cheese, that milchiga worm, now they have to wait 6 hours, or if it was made using the ora keva, if it was made inside the keva, where it's a very strong, it's a cheese that's very, very strong. So it's charif and chomutz, so it's moshech tam. So basically the Taz says, if either it's moshech tam because it has these worms in it, or it's moshech tam because it's made very strong it's made inside the ora keva, so then such a cheese, you would have to wait 6 hours. Because then you have the svara of Moshech Tam. What about the other svara of Bein HaShinayim? So the Taz says that's not really, there's no real reason to be machmer. Gvina Bein HaShinayim, there's no makor for it. Basar Bein HaShinayim is based on a pasuk. Basar Adenu Bein Shinayim. So that teaches us that Basar Bein HaShinayim is something to be concerned about. That we consider it still to be basar. But Gvina Bein HaShinayim is considered to be digested already. It's not an issue. So even though, again, the Taz says it would be appropriate to be machmer for the shita, but he doesn't think that's the ikkar. But the shach, like we brought before, says that holds that the ikkar is because of the gvina bein hashinayim, and therefore that's what the prima gadim says, that it is appropriate to be machmer for the shach, and therefore all aged cheeses that are 6 months, anytime the cheese gets hard, we're machmer to wait 6 hours after eating such a cheese. Examples of some hard cheeses are, let's say, a Parmesan cheese. A lot of the crumble cheeses, they come into like powdered form because they're so hard. They have to be grated into like a powder. Provolone, so aged Swiss, you know, different cheeses that are fall into this category. Some of them are very sharp, and some of them are. It's because they're just very hard. So either the two svaras were machmer to wait 6 hours. Now the Ramah brought from the also the desire to wait, and the Shach says based on the desire that you don't necessarily have to wait 6 hours to be mekayim desire, even if you wait just 1 hour, like the Ramah brought in the last sif, that from fleishiks to milchiks or shitas that hold that you only have to wait 1 hour, so to be mekayim the inyan of desire of not eating b'sha'achas of fleishiks and milchiks. See, even to go from milchus fleishigs also b'shachas is a desire. Says one should not do that. So the shach says it's enough if you wait 1 hour. So some therefore have the minhag to wait an hour after milchigs, not the fleishigs. But again, this is a chumrah. Maker adin, one can eat milchigs and then eat fleishigs, so long as they do kinuach hadocha, and if it's the evening to do netil sedayim. Now the Piskei Tshuva says that we always should do Netil Sedayim, even if it's the daytime and one could check over their hands well, since it's not a big tircha, so it's his lashon nachon lahachmir b'davar she'ein tirech. It's appropriate to such a thing. Now when you do the kinuach v'hadacha, so you're supposed to wipe out your mouth by eating a piece of, let's say taking a piece of bread, so it doesn't matter, you could first eat the bread and then take a drink of water, or you could first wash out your mouth with a drink of water and afterwards eat the bread. It's brought that some have the custom that they would dip the bread into their wine or into their water, and then they'd eat the two together, and they'd become the kinuach and the hadacha simultaneously. And the prima gadim questions whether that's appropriate or not, but it is brought that one can do that, and therefore maybe it's better to do it separate, but if one wants to do it together, that works as well. So this minig that the Rama brought, based on the Zohar and others, that you wait 6 hours, or to wait 1 hour, whatever the different hard cheese, soft cheese, the Marshal takes issue with this, and he says, he goes to the other extreme and says, no, it's not right at all to wait. If a person eats milchigs, they're allowed to eat fleishigs immediately afterwards, and he says, one who is machmer, it's like a minus, it's like a, you know, making a new religion. He comes out very strongly against it. However, the Shach says that the words of the Marshal are not mochrach, and the minig is like the Baruch Ramah, that we do wait after hard cheese, we do wait, the custom is to wait 6 hours. And even after regular milchigs, there are those who have the custom to wait either 1 hour, some wait half an hour. But there is an inyan to wait, and that's what's brought by the Ramah. But again, someone who doesn't wait, so the Ramah says, ein limchais, so long as they do the kinuach and hadacha, and then it's yosidayim.